Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Good evening, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 1 June 2022. We're almost halfway through another year. That's so hard to believe. And what an eventful year this has been. In just a couple minutes, I'll bring up our guest tonight, a very special guest. A lady that I've listened to and watched so many different places, and I admire her courage, her tenacity. Man, she's like a bulldog. She won't turn loose. We're going to talk to Dr. Judy Mikovits just a few minutes and discuss what's going on in her life and what they're doing right now, folks. These folks aren't leaving this boogeyman alone. They're going after it, and I'm glad to hear that. This boogeyman we call COVID and monkeypox. Before we go there, though, make mention, we will be in Bible study this weekend. Is normally we have it on Saturday, Sabbath, you know that, but not this weekend. Have it on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, like always. Our speaker will be with us at 1 o'clock, as always, as a guest speaker by Skype or Zoom, and he'll be sharing lots of information that you don't want to miss. So you can join us, folks, if you want to, by going to our website, PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Click on live stream, and there we will be. Or you can listen on the phone. If you want to call us on the phone, you can at 339-209-5013. 239-209-5013. Now, do try to listen to us. You'll like this week's. So of course, we'll always do current events and take Bible scripture, show what they are. 1 o'clock, we're going to talk to a gentleman that wrote the book on the hoax of the moon landing. We're going to discuss why that's important. We've been fooled so many times, folks. It's unbelievable. So many times we've been deceived. And tomorrow's Thursday. Lord willing, I'll be in the office tomorrow all day long from 9 to 4 Eastern. Hope you join us tomorrow. Chris will be here. The whole crew will be here tomorrow, as far as I know. Be here to take orders, just to chat with you. Whatever you want to do, tomorrow we'll be in office from 9 to 4. You can call us at 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, you can save us a few dollars if you call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Prayer question night for our board opt, and then y'all know Todd. Todd's your engineer and handles the board for us every night. His dad, Joe, is very, very, very sick. It's not looking good, folks. Unless God intervenes, just a matter of hours or days, probably. Please keep Todd's dad, Joe, in your prayers, and his mama, Faye, because she's trying to cope with all this. Please pray for both of them. And a praise report that I have to tell you, the little girl, Chloe, that y'all been praying for the last few weeks, is fine. Chloe is fine. Nothing showed up that's suspicious. Chloe is doing very well. And thank you all for your prayers. That's such a precious, precious little girl, folks. Thank you for praying for Chloe. Now, you already know the mention, the special I mentioned to you last night. Well, they're I'm not mentioning more after tonight, folks. You know what they are. This is the last time I'm going to mention them. The book, Solid Weapons for Quiet Wars, and the teaching goes along with it, and a two-hour teaching I did on the Beast, the Mark, and the Great Reset. All that $15. And the last two books I have now in the Great American Adventure, if you are mature enough to accept the truth about this country, and folks, it's going to rally your tree. Going to rally your tree. Did mine. $15 delivered to your door at 2 or 3 a.m. left, and that's it. Now, without any further ado, I have been trying now for 3 months to get this young lady on the program, and she is in between flights, not be able to get on the broadcast for different reasons. She's such a trooper and such a sweetheart to work with, because she really felt bad when she missed the program. But it happens, folks. You can't really do a show from an airplane somewhere. So our guest is Dr. Judy Mikovits. Dr. Judy, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor Butch. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yay! We finally did it.
We can't do a show from an airport. Yeah, we finally did it. So, you know, it's like we're landing in 10 minutes, and then it's 10, 20 minutes, and then they don't open the door of the plane. It's just like, it was always a little bit tough, but the third time's a charm.
Well, here we are, and I'm so honored to have you, Dr. Judy. And for the new listeners, we have new listeners every night, because we're picking up new listeners all the time. Would you do just a quick bio, who Dr. Judy is, just a quick couple-minute bio, who you are, where you come from, what your qualifications are, and tell us who you are.
Sure. I have a Ph.D. in biochemistry and molecular biology, which I earned from George Washington University in 1992, and my Ph.D. thesis was showed you at the biochemistry God level, the way we're made, that HIV didn't cause AIDS as long as you kept your frontline immune system, your skin, your gut, as long as your vitamin D, your sunshine, as long as you kept your immune system healthy, you'd never get AIDS. Well, we looked at how viruses cause cancer, how viruses cause autoimmunity, over understanding those molecular pathways over my entire 40-year career since June 10, 1980. I made plants into drugs and therapies and biologicals made from animals, clean food, changes everything when you eat clean. Unfortunately, I discovered a new family of viruses that came from laboratories and had been injected into people unchecked since all liability was removed in 1986, and really injected into people the most vulnerable, like blacks, little black children since the 50s and 60s. We all know about the Tuskegee experiments with drugs, like syphilis with prisoners in prison and things like that. So we all know about this. But I made this inconvenient discovery that we were injecting every vaccine was a genetically modified organism, a GMO. There, none of them have been tested since 1986 in placebo, which is like salt water or sugar water, saline-controlled, double-blind studies. And this is the explosion of chronic disease. My books are called Plague of Corruption and Ending Plague, along with The Truth About Masks, which is probably the first book you and I talked about, Butch. The masks are deadly. They cripple your immune system. They cause disease. They're a blowtorch on cancer, autoimmune, or autoinflammatory disease. So all the people that were susceptible to COVID, which is not a disease at all, it's a collection of symptoms. SARS-CoV-2 is a monkey virus, a mouse. So the virus family I isolated first from people with disease and actually was the discoverer was called XMRVs, xenotropic murine mouse cancer, leukemia-causing virus, retrovirus like HIV, and now we all appreciate it's in SARS-CoV-2, it's in every vaccine since 1986 in multiple forms, no matter, because all of the cell lines, whether they're aborted fetal or monkey or mouse or cow or pig, all the things that have been all the shots have been causing this explosion of inflammatory disease. And this is what the movie Plandemic was based on our book, Plague of Corruption, which should have come out in 2019. And it reads like prophecy. So if you read like prophecy, how did we know? And it's the same BS that we know about monkeypox. We need to stop using the term COVID. It's not a disease. We need to stop using the term vaccine with any vaccines. They're bioweapons. They're bioweapons. They're untested. They don't meet the legal or biological definition of a vaccine. They don't drive immunity. They cause disease. This is what David Martin in Plandemic Series.com, you'll find David Martin in Doctor Nation in the August 18th, the second pandemic movie of 2020, and he lays it all out, how Moderna and everybody else, I mean, you know, it's scientism. It's a religious cult in this country, and you're obeying, you either obey the scientism and the cult of medical mafia and Tony Fauci and the criminal CDC and FDA, or you obey Jesus Christ. And it's really time for everybody to turn back, or you obey God, or you take the liberties that we've been given. No matter the no matter your religious faith, we are one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. So that's what I'm doing, and I'll never give up. It's premeditated murder, what's gone on now for 40 years. So we're out there in the Save a Generation tour in Florida with doctors. We were out with Dr. Ben Marvel, Dr. Deborah Viglione, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Jim Thorpe, an amazing new gynecologist who just realized what we were saying and is seeing all the abortions from these shots. Deadly, deadly, deadly. We must all as a country repent and say no more. Turn 180 degrees. And say no more. That is my message of you know, forever. Every day I learn more of the crimes against humanity, the premeditated murder of the most innocent people in the most susceptible, the people who can't do anything about it. And it's been going on since HIV/AIDS. It needs to end. HIV didn't cause AIDS then, and it doesn't cause AIDS now. If people will turn around, we have natural product solutions. We have solutions right now. Clean food, no more GMO. Don't ingest it. Don't inject it, and you'll be fine.
Wow. I got this question. We got to move on. So much for you to talk about, I know. When you first uncovered some of this information years ago, did it shock you at all? Did it shock you?
It wasn't the discovery that shocked me. It was the lack of response that shocked me. The discovery was, wow, one new virus, how many old diseases? And by the end of, and this is what the paper was published in the top tier journal Science, that was the name of the accompanying article, one new virus, how many old diseases can we conquer? And at the, by the end of 2011, when we saw how many new viruses we've created with this technology of mixing animal cells and injecting it directly into humans, what surprised me is I thought everything would change on July 22nd, 2009, when they realized the and said, oh my God, the animal workers, the nurses, the doctors, they're all getting sick. We aerosolize cancer. We literally have contagious cancer. I thought they'd do the right thing. What they did was try to destroy me and the messengers, anybody who dared tell the truth. They tried to bribe us. They put me in jail. This is the story. What surprised me was the response. Because the scientists shut up and did nothing for the last decade since I discovered this. 12 years. If anyone in our government, in the legal, in the AG's office, anywhere had done the right thing, just done their job, we would have never had the murder of more than a million Americans with the COVID-19 shot, which has killed more millennials than the entire Vietnam War. 61,000 in 1 year. That's not my opinion. That's Edward Dowd. That's Stephen Hershey. They know exactly what they've done. So we are at war, just as your show says, with America. We are shooting our own if you don't believe in the God of Tony Fauci.
Wow. Boy, I tell you what, you are probably the most powerful whistleblower that I've heard with the qualifications to say what you're saying, because you're qualified. You're not just stating your opinion. You're qualified to say this. You're probably the most powerful one that I've ever interviewed in a long time. There's a lot of them out there, too, that are very good. So, very quickly, sorry, gosh, we got another 10 minutes before break. What have you seen the side effects of the jab has been so far on all over the world, but in America too? I want to cover that, then we'll get some other things. But what have been some of the side effects you've seen?
They're not side effects. It's literally death. It's not a side effect. They expected it. They did the experiments. So they're literally murdering everyone who's HIV positive, XMRV positive, who got vaccine injured, who has autism, who has cardiac disease, who's overweight, you know, from our glyphosate, from our poison food. The side effect is death. 61,000 millennials. The side effects, brain damage, Alzheimer's, cancer. And it's not just the side effects from the shot. It's from the isolation. It's from the lack of sunshine. It's from wearing the mask. They knew this. They knew exactly how to do it. They copied 1918 Spanish flu. It never was had anything to do with Spain, and the flu didn't kill them. It was the mask and a vaccination program that crippled the immune system. So the biggest single side effect, which was intentional, is vaccine AIDS. Now we have an entire country of people loaded with vaccine AIDS, and if they get another shot, they can die. That's why not another, and I don't mean another COVID shot. I mean not shingles. I mean not tetanus. You don't inject the very thing in a puncture wound that you're preventing. Tetanus shot never was a vaccine. It was a therapy. You know, when you stepped on a rusty nail, we give hepatitis B to a newborn, a day-old baby, to destroy purposely their epigenetics. You know, side effects, oh my God, they are all killing you. Our whole book say it, vaccine cord all along. We've done this, you know, our book, too, Plague of Corruption, was written between 2014 and 2019. Because right after our paper came out, I realized in our first book, Plague, I realized it had nothing to do with science. This was a plague of corruption. And Event 201 shows you that's what they're doing now. Oh, let's just throw the Ukraine up there. Oh, let's just throw monkeypox. Come on, folks. You've been injecting the monkey cell line, the same cells called viral monkey kidney cell line, not cells. They grow in the lab. Every single polio vaccine is grown in that monkey cell line. I've shown you monkeypox in the vaccine cord. They know exactly what they're doing. You're fine, people. Walk away. You've got God. It won't kill you. Stop using their language. It's all good.
Wow. So, obviously, then, you have seen that this is only the reason doing this is to thin out the population like they want to worldwide. That's part of the plan, obviously. So you're seeing that so clearly. I know there's got to be times that you get so frustrated because the masses just don't hear us. But God bless you for your tenacity and your courage to stay in there, because I know you've been harangued, you've been mocked, you've been threatened. I mean, Dr. Judy, you're one strong individual.
Given by God. It's only God. It's not me.
Sure, it's only God.
In fact,
yes.
When I get frustrated, I got frustrated a couple of weeks ago, and I went to my pastor, Pastor Rob McCoy. I texted him and I said, I need some help. And you need to teach me to put the cookies on the bottom shelf, because your doctors don't understand simple biochemistry. They don't understand ivermectin is a purinergic modulator. And I say those things on purpose. They don't understand that what Brian Artis asked me is if Suramin was an antidote for snake venom. And I said to Brian Artis, I said, yeah, because it's a sodium potassium ATPase. And he looked at me like he was, you know, deer in a headlight. And I knew he didn't understand the biochemistry, because that's not how he's trained. I'm a biochemist. And all I said to him is, and I laughed. And he said, do you have the paper? Show me the paper. I said, sure, Brian. It's a drug that's been available for 100 years. It didn't come from pine needle tea. It's medicinal chemistry. Why is it every time I say, Sermon, Why is it every time I say sermon, we get attacked? Oh, because you think I hit the nail on the head? So I went to Pastor Rob, and I said, honey, help me. I call him honey because I'm old. I call all my friends. You know, I said, help me. He used the term, Judy, put the cookies on the bottom shelf. Teach the children. Yes, it's poison. Put the cookies on the bottom shelf. They'll beg mom for it, and they'll wake up. And so I don't know if I'm there yet, but I explained to them with respect to the mask. We're not plants. We don't do photosynthesis. We don't breathe in our own toxic waste called CO2, carbon dioxide. Two breaths. We breathe in 0.4. We breathe out 4%. That's 100-fold more. Two breaths, and you put a blowtorch on any cancer anywhere in your body, on diabetes, on every inflammatory disease. Two breaths in a mask. Wake up, people. Put the cookies on the bottom shelf. Teach them. It's going to kill you. The peptide component of snake venom is called syncytin. Our God-given human endogenous retrovirus, given by God. We have syncytin on every single chromosome. God has given us, and some of them, 10 copies, 12 copies, protection to know the difference between your syncytin that's given by God, that's a Velcro that holds the fertilized embryo into the uterine cell wall of a woman. That Velcro, that syncytin, that gene that goes on when an egg is fertilized, that gene that goes on during your cycle, we see the injured, having, you know, the girls being shed upon by this toxic. It's a bioweapon. It was intended to spread to family members. We've shown you all the data. We're on the Crimes Against Humanity's tour. We're showing you all the data. We're showing you how simple the healing is. And all you have to do is turn back to God and never get another shot, and you can live. So if that's not cookies on the bottom shelf, trust God. You're not a Christian enough. You are. You're not trusting. You're not honoring your God if you allow anyone to tell you from cradle to grave you need to be injected. And Amen. Now they're injecting pregnant women. They cannot hack our genome unless we let them. Turn back to God and you're just fine. Never Amen. A snake needs Amen. A fang. A snake needs a fang. Without the fang, there's snake venom everywhere. It can be in the water. We don't care. Just don't inject it, and your God's got this. You've got everything you need from conception. I'm an identical twin. Conception to grave. Your God Amen. Has all you need. Just don't ingest or inject poison, genetically modified. Don't allow somebody to say they're better than God. Yuval Noah Harari. God knew not to put us in a beak, in a mask, walking down in 100 degrees. Really? And you're just breathing out and breathing in that poison. And I'm looking at somebody here at the beach, walking down the street. This poor old lady, I pray for them. You know, this poor old lady, what do you think, honey? What do you think? Why didn't God make you that way? Because it's not good for you. Stop.
Amen. Amen. I know that you've been out there now really, really pounding the streets, so to speak, and sharing this with people all over this country and, of course, all over the world via radio like you are right now. I want to ask you one question. I want to get into your current tour. Snake venom in the vaccine. That is absolutely the truth. Would you mind telling the folks
Every
real quick
vaccine.
What that is?
Okay, that's what I just tried to do. So, snake venom. There's a whole lot of components to snake venom, just like our blood has more than one thing. The peptide, the little peptide sequence, is the spike protein of every mammal. And all the way back to snakes, all you have to do is look up a gene or just go on your Google and say syncytin, S-Y-N-C-Y-N for cell, cyto, syncytin, syncytin, syncytia, our virus envelope, virus spike protein fused cells. Our God gave us a gene to say, this is my syncytin. My syncytin is the fuse peptide, the Velcro that holds our fertilized embryo into the uterine cell wall. Mammals have syncytin. If you inject another mammal or human in aborted fetal cell line, if you inject their RNA, DNA, or protein, whether synthesized, synthetic, like every vaccine of that is recombinant, or from another animal, like monkeys, like mouse, like cow, like pig, all of those, like aborted fetal cell lines, all of those have that component of snake venom, and your body will see that is not myself, and it will attack it. Autoimmunity is you can no longer tell the difference between self and non-self, and the reason is because you bypassed, you injected it. Do not, if the snake needs a fang. Yes, every single shot has a component, not the whole venom, but a component of snake venom. And if you wear the mask, that's another component, because then you can't make glutathione. You eat glyphosate, that's probably the major water toxin. If you eat food laced with Roundup, glyphosate poisoning, it acts like a vacuum cleaner to suck syncytin into the cell, so it finds it wherever it is, because that's how the chemistry works. And they knew this because that was my work of 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Well, Dr. Judy, I got to say this. We're going to go to break in a minute. But so this has been planned for many years. This didn't just pop overnight. This has been an ongoing plan for decades. Would that be a fair statement?
That's absolutely 4 decades since HIV/AIDS. That's the first monkey syncytin they injected in people. I don't know if I can stay the whole show.
Well, I hope you can, because we're going to break in a minute, and I want you to cover what you're doing right now. You stay as long as you can. If you can stay, I'll let you go, because I know you're busy, sweetheart. I know that. But we're going to break in a second, and we'll come back and let you get back on what you want to talk about. So we know then, I mean, I have put the dots together somewhat. So this has been developed for 40 years, and they're still trying to turn more of it loose with monkeypox.
Well, it's already in there. I'm telling you, every polio vaccine is made with monkeypox.
That's true.
Get a clue, folks. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Stop the shot, and you'll be okay. And look at how good we are. Look how good our God is. They've been injecting it for 40 years, and we're fine. We're fine. Except the most immune compromised. You never inject the immune compromised. That's what doctors have to learn. Never did we put a mask on a cancer patient. The doctors wear it so they don't fit in a wound in surgery.
Okay, folks, hang on through the break. We'll keep her as long as I can. She is so busy. After the break, Dr. Judy wants to tell us what you're doing now and what you're exposing now. Folks, this is powerful. We'll try to get some phone calls on this next half hour if she can stay with us, okay? Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but Go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back. We're talking to Dr. Judy Mikovits. Dr. Judy, before we go any further, I know you got to leave you a minute. Give people how they can look you up online and find more about you.
Well, the best way is therealdrjudy.com. The real Dr. Judy. Don't spell it out. No periods. Therealdrjudy.com. And what you're going to find there is the talks I've given today to hopefully answer to your questions. You're going to find products to help you in case you get sick from the poison, in case you've been poisoned yourself. Everything's at therealdrjudy.com. Just shop .therealdrjudy, and we send it over to fabulous people at Get Healthy Store, a group that is a very godly Christian group who have the good products that can help heal and can give you the confidence you need. I mean, things from 5G, you name it, to stay well. Most of it's food, it's nutrition, because as I said, we're poisoned. So you can find everything at therealdrjudy.com, and that's where you'll start to heal again.
All right, very quickly, what are you doing on the road now? What are you doing? What are you showing people right now?
Well, right now we're doing two things. We're teaching doctors to save a generation. That was the tour I was on in Florida with Robin Openshaw and Susan Devlin and others. We did this across. We did another with Dr. Deborah Viglione, the Panhandle Doctors for Freedom, with Dr. Ben Marble, Dr. Jim Thorpe, Dr. Deborah Viglione. And then we're finishing a tour called the Crimes Against Humanities Tour. But we had to we had to stop that because there was a criminal in our midst trying to, who actually lied. And so we have to clean that up right now. We're trying to, we gave him several chances to correct his mistake. Well, it turns out his mistake was intentional, so there's no need to name names, but, Reiner Fulmisch, Patrick Wood, and I will continue to expose the crimes against humanity that have been done by the criminal components of the CDC, the FDA, Tony Fauci. I'm going to probably take a little break. I'm doing Clay Clark in Rochester, New York, August 12th. I'm doing one of the most important meetings in August is Autism One. So AutismOne.org, Autism One, spell out O-N-E, will be in Mesa, California, with all the healing for all these kids, for all the injured, for the vaccine AIDS that they've created over the past 40 years. Don't say V-AIDS, folks. Say vaccine AIDS, acquired endocannabinoid immune dysfunction. It's AIDS, acquired. You got it from poisons in the environment, just as those kids did with autism, or those ladies and men did with myalgic encephalomyelitis. Tony Fauci knew exactly what he was doing. Healthcare workers, on and on, but we've got solutions for you. We'll be at Autism One August 17th through 21st in Mesa, Arizona. I stay there the entire time until every last question is answered. I won't go away. Those are the most important events. July 9th, Clay Clark, Reawaken America in Virginia Beach. So, yeah, we're not going to slow down until we end this and save our country from the war from within.
One more quick question: Are you moving towards any convictions? Anyone maybe going to jail for this?
Yes. Tony Fauci for this, and it's not our group that's moving towards convictions. There are actually attorney generals done. Dr. Henry Ely up in Portland, David Martin in the Utah group. They finally got an attorney general who will do his job. And so, yeah, we're going after. We're calling for grand juries, citizen grand juries, to drive indictments. And in Utah, they're close to that, where the judge has to honor the grand jury. So we're going to take people like you and me who are educated, and we're going to convict Tony Fauci for these crimes against humanity and everyone else. We've got them all on film. We know exactly what they did. We've got the proof. And so we could just start naming names. So, you know, people can still wake up now and repent their sins and confess their sins, but otherwise only God can help them.
So are you expecting to see some movement in that direction soon, as far as maybe warrants up for arrest?
I think in the next couple of weeks. Yep.
Really?
I think in the next couple of weeks. Yep.
So you think it's possible the Fauci may be arrested in a couple of weeks? Just I know that's kind of putting you on the spot,
hope so. That's what we're working for. If somebody does the right thing, he would have been arrested a long time ago.
I agree.
So you think that there's a chance that he may be...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, same with Robert Redfield, so same with Deborah Birx. They experimented on the military and gave them AIDS in the 90s, gave them HIV, gave many of them AIDS and other neurological PTSD. In the 90s, Robert Redfield, who was running the CDC during COVID, and Deborah Birx, the scarf lady, they're all going to jail. We got them. We got Ian Lipkin criminal. We got John Coffin criminal. They had been on tape, the criminal fraud in the scientific journals. Every one of those criminals will be held accountable.
Wow. I mean, wow. That is phenomenal news. That is absolutely phenomenal news. And it's almost hard to believe with all that they've gotten by with so far. But, Dr. Judy, I don't want us I can even say to you except thank you for your courage, for your tenacity, for your strength, for your faith in God above everything else, and for loving us, the people out here, the public that are out here. Thanks for loving us enough to stand up for us, and when we're doing things we don't even know what to do. Thank you for doing that for us.
Thank you for your prayers. It's only through God, and your prayers are the reason I'm here now and continue to be able to speak the truth in love. I'm working as hard as I can to just let everybody, please, forgive yourself, forgive each other, go love each other, take off the mask, take off the, get the anger, get the fear, just go back to love. Love wins, God wins. That's the title of our last book. Plague, ending plague, God wins. And that'll be your story and what you've done to help support me, because it's only through God, as we know.
Well, may I have prayer for you before I turn you loose?
Sure.
May I pray for you? Okay. Father, in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, I come before you, Almighty God, and approaching your throne through the blood of the Lamb, pleading his blood and his love and his grace. Lord, I'm not worthy, but through Christ's blood, I have been made clean to approach you, and you approach your throne. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name and for your glory that you bless our sister Judy Mikovits. Lord God, that you bless her with just fill her heart with love, Lord. Fill with your love for mankind, but Lord, fill her with the Holy Spirit, with the courage I know she already has. Increase it tenfold. Bless her, Father, with strength and wisdom and knowledge. And Lord God, bless her with the grace that you offer to give her peace in her mind and soul through all the opposition she's going to face. Lord, thank you in Jesus' name for watching over her, protecting her. And that will be done, Lord, I pray on earth as it is in heaven. We ask in Christ's precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Dr. Judy, you go out there now and have fun, okay? And keep us informed.
Okay, I will. Thanks so much.
God bless, sweetheart. Folks, I don't want to say, she had to leave, and I hate that. I really do. But we're going to take your phone calls. I want to hear from you tonight. You've heard some things. You may want to add something. This program is as much yours as it is mine. It is. I mean, it really is. I know some people say, well, you're making it up. No, I'm not. I mean it. This program is as much yours as it is mine. I'm a mouthpiece. And you already know that, I'm sure. But I'm a mouthpiece, and that's what I am. That's what I do. I'm a nobody. I'm a servant. I'm nobody in myself. I'm a precious child of the living God. But in myself, I'm nothing. But I'm telling you right now that Christ is everything. And if we will just have faith and step up to the plate and do what's right for his glory, we can change this world, folks. We truly can. I don't know that we can turn this nation around, but that really is none of our business. Our business is to be about our Father's business. Duty is his, consequences. Duty is ours, consequences are his. So we need to worry about the consequences. We're only here to do his will, and his will be done. And I don't know what else to say except we were blessed tonight to have a lady come on and join us that is probably one of the strongest people I've ever met in my life for going after what she knows is right. Courageous, bold, and loving. What else can you ask besides that? Call me up and talk to me if you like it, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Tonight's your night to share what's on your mind. Now, we're talking about, of course, what's going on behind the scenes with the so-called COVID crap and the monkeypox crap and on from there. But if you want to share something else tonight, folks, we got about 20 minutes. I'd like to hear what you have to say. I want to know what my family out there all over the world has to say. I don't care if you call from Japan or Australia or France, wherever you may be. We want to hear from you tonight. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Butch, that was a fantastic interview because she's absolutely right. I had found.
I'll tell you what, she's not only right, she ain't afraid to tell it.
Absolutely. And I found Vera Sharav's website. I don't know if you can contact her, but I'm reading her articles about. She's a Holocaust survivor. I found her. I don't know how you can contact. I'd love to, if you can find out how to get her as a guest, but she does a lot of interviews, but I can't find how to contact her. But she has an article here. She said, as a Holocaust survivor, condemn the state of the medical establishment, compares between the comparison of the medical policy, what the Nazis did to us back then. Today, the debate is forbidden. a doctor will not allow to say that the virus is being exploited like COVID pandemic to the state of fear. They did this back then. That's what the vaccines were. Like they were talking about 1918, the mask. This is a nothing but a New World Order eugenics, and George Soros was all part of this 80 years ago. His dad, they're all part of this. Bill Gates, all of them. The vaccines do not do anything for you. Did you know in the 1950s of the polio vaccine, more people got polio with that vaccine?
Oh, I didn't know that, but I don't doubt it at all.
Yeah, there's some top doctors talking about that. And then in the mid-70s, when I was in high school, you got to take a vaccine against the SARS flu, the type of, like, what they're talking about now over 45 years ago. When I was in high school, I didn't take it because I didn't want to, you know, then I was a teenager. I didn't like needles at the time, but thank God I didn't. Because some of the people, like actress Mary Tyler Moore, came out and says, went on 60 Minutes in 1977 and said, it's not doing you any good. It's going to do more harm and lead you to death. I remember that clip so well. Folks, what's her name again?
Mikovits.
Dr. Mikovits. Is telling the truth. My grandmother, again, I tell people this all the time. Thank God for my grandmother, Christine. She left Austria during the early 20s when the Weimar was going on. If she stayed there, I wouldn't be here today. Operation Paperclip, you read that book. These are nothing but experimental vaccines to death. They did this with the Tuskegee. You're familiar with Butch, aren't you?
Oh, yes,
the Tuskegee
absolutely.
Experiments?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
It's a fact, folks. Stay away from the medical, pharmaceutical, pharmaceutical industrial complex is what I call it.
There you go. You got it.
That's what they are. They want to exterminate us.
Well, Chris, thanks for being there, brother. Thanks for being there another night with us. I appreciate you. Thank you. And folks, you're welcome to call, like I said, 844-769-2944. You know, William Pitt said this many years ago, obviously. Necessity. Gotta lock you up for your own good. Gotta shut down the businesses for your own good. Gotta stop this spread of disease all over the world. Gotta shut the world down. We gotta take away your food supply. We gotta cause inflation. We gotta do all these things, get you into the Great Reset. Then we'll take care of you, because Klaus Schwab said that by 2030, you'll have nothing and be happy. You own nothing and be happy. Well, William Pitt said necessity is a plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is an argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Let me repeat that. The creed of slaves. Every one of us, not everyone, I didn't do it, but a lot of people did. I'm not picking all those who didn't know, now they found out better. But everyone who is still wearing a mask, who still bows to fear and cringes every time they pass somebody within 6 foot, because they're afraid they may still catch that virus, or now monkeypox. Folks, I'm saying this out of pure love. You're a slave. You're a slave to your own fears, which means that you're easily controlled. You'll obey anything you're told to do to prolong your life on this earth one more day, one more hour. Those are the ones the beasts are going to take into hell with them. They will follow right into the beast system, right into the mark, and right on through. I know, folks, everyone has different views on what's happening in prophecy. I'm not here to argue the points. I just say, I think from what I've showed you and the teachings I've done already, not to mention the thousands of others who have showed you the Bible and what they're doing, obviously we're seeing things come to pass now that are biblical. We can't argue that point any longer. There's no point in it. There's no use me saying that we're not seeing anything, because we are. We are seeing so much happen right now that's fulfilling Scripture. So are we going to continue to bow down to every whim of man because he puts a scare into us? Are we going to be afraid to live our lives? Are we going to be afraid to stand and no matter what the cost and pay the price for Christ's glory? Or are we going to be like most of the churches in this country, shut down, and still a lot of them are still wearing masks? And I'm going to tell you now, most of them are 501c3 whores also. Oh, yes. I said it. It's true. Let's go to David in Massachusetts. David, come on in, sir. Good to have you.
As you were talking about vaccines, something that came to mind is I've been noticing, I think, the definition of vaccine, how it's been changed. I think I've noticed how they don't say immunization anymore. At one time, the terms immunization and vaccine and sometimes also inoculation were also interchangeably used. But you know,
that's true.
It's on the word vaccine, which I think that means just to put the substance into the human body. I think that's what the new definition is.
Well, you know, of course you know now that this has all been part of the plan to get us into a system of faith in man and not faith in God. We got to trust man to take care of us. After all, for many years now, we know they've been feeding us and clothing us and housing us and paying us Social Security and the Medicaid and Medicare. So we got to trust man to take care of us. God no longer can do that. That's what we're saying. In the book of Exodus, God said, my name is Jealous. He's not going to tolerate this. But nonetheless, we've done it through ignorance and apathy.
Well, that's humanism, the idea that man shall be his own God.
That's right. Exactly right. Exactly right. I totally agree. That's what it boils down to. We trust man, and we fear man enough to do what it tells us to do. That's idolatry. Go ahead.
Well, really, the only one you rightly should fear about, well, what are other people going to think of me? It rightly should be, think to yourself, well, when I leave this earth, when I leave this earthly life, are they going to be sitting upon the divine judgment seat and their standards? Is that going to be what I'm judged by? If the answer is no, then why should you care?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And I know people they don't see that far in the future. But I promise you, folks, denying God before men or denying Christ before men, he said in Matthew 10, if you deny before men, I'll deny before the Father. And every time you bow your knee to an ungodly edict, you're denying Christ. David, got to jump. Anything else you want to say?
Okay. No, I'm all set.
All right. Thanks for the call, my friend. Thank you. Let's go next to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
I know. I already called this week. But,
that's all right. We'll forgive you this time.
I watched a documentary, I don't remember. It was on History Channel, I think, where they showed them going up into Alaska to the permafrost and having to get permission from the Eskimos or to dig up the graves of the Spanish flu victims so they could get samples of the Spanish flu. And they were claiming it was so they could make a vaccine.
That's true. That's very true.
These vaccines, of course, are not anything but the disease.
That's very true.
That's what the doctor said. Yeah, this is what it is. This fake venom is, the devil was a snake for Eve.
Why would
we want to inject a snake into us?
I agree. I totally agree. That's kind of strange, isn't it? Same thing Satan would come in the garden. But that's... you stop and think of how many years, Jan, we all were deceived. I was, you were. I'm just thankful that our God was patient enough with us to teach us before it's too late. I'm so glad that he showed us the truth and we accepted it. It's for his glory. It has to be.
And my great-uncle was in World War One. He was at the base, and they were getting, they were training them and getting them ready to send over. They hadn't, and no one had gone yet. And he got the Spanish flu.
Yeah.
They gave it to him on that base in Kansas. And he didn't get to go. He was a blacksmith. They could have used him. He didn't get to go because he was ill. And when he got over it, they sent him home.
Well, that was given to the military was used to experiment on. I got to jump, sweetheart. Thanks, call. Appreciate it. I'll see you Sunday in church.
Okay,
I just got next to... Daryl, PA. Daryl, come on in.
Yeah, Pastor Butch, another good guest tonight. And
thank you.
Thank you for having Dr. Judy on. And I have three of her books, Plague and Plague of Corruption, that she teamed up on with Kent. I hope you pronounce his name right. Heckens Lively. But and I have her book on masks. I don't have the fourth one that she mentioned. So I would tell people to go up to... just search for the books on the internet and go ahead and get copies of those books and help her out that way. and to get the message out about that. And don't forget, Pastor Butch has a tremendous book that I've been promoting quite a bit lately, and I know it's called The Grand Design Exposed, and I hope you still have a few of them left. He doesn't charge you hardly anything to cover his postage, but please get that so you find out a little bit about the early history of the United States and how they were trying to worm, bad people were trying to worm their way into this country from the get-go. And thank you, Pastor Butch, so much for all that you do. And bless, and please, folks, help him out at Call to Decision if you can. God bless you, Pastor Butch.
Thank you. Thank you, Daryl. God bless you, my friend. And, folks, I want to read a couple more quotes when we get ready to close in a second. Time's going by so quickly. I mean, this hour flew by. This is by Charles Eisenstein. The primary method by which governments increase their control is by creating fear. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. Bertrand Russell said this, neither a man nor a crowd nor a nation can be trusted to act humanely or to think sanely under the influence of a great fear. Have we seen that with this COVID nonsense? Have we not seen people still wearing masks and scared to death? What happened that mankind becomes so useless when it comes to standing for what's right? How can it happen? It just didn't happen here, folks. It's worldwide. But Americans have been duped and duped and duped. This book, The Great American Adventure, I have two or three of them left. When they're going, they're not going to be over anymore. But if you had the courage to see the truth, you'd see that we've been deceived almost from the get-go. They couldn't pull the wool over our eyes all at one time, so they did it very gradually. And then they got wiser about it. They figured out Satan taught them how to do it. You just can't go in there and tell them not to do these things. People will flat out say no. But offer them a benefit. Give them a Social Security check. Give them a Medicare card. Do those things. I mean, you do those, a man will follow you anywhere, Satan said. He's right. I know, folks, this is the way it is. But it doesn't change the facts. I mean, this isn't pleasant. But we have been deceived for so long that we no longer recognize deception. That's us today. That's the church in America. We're the ones that's supposed to have the light. We're the ones that's supposed to know. The church is supposed to tell people and warn people. All they're doing is tell them how to bake their next cake and bring it to a dinner somewhere. That's all it boils down to. They're clubs. As a whole, they're clubs. And they're losing membership, by the way. Those clubs are losing membership. People have no desire to join them. But I can't say much because not many people with the desire to listen to what I'm saying in Bible study anywhere else. Folks, we have 7 or 8 people show up for a Bible study. 7 or 8. Maybe 10 on a good day. They won't come. We've had hundreds come through and go until we started teaching things that made them uncomfortable when they left. They left. I can't help that, folks. If the Bible runs them off, the truth runs them off, then they're just run off. I can't change it. I don't want to change it. So I'm going to keep doing what I can to glorify our Father in heaven. And thanks for your prayers, folks. Thanks for helping me get through this tight spot. We'll get through it. In the name of God, we'll get through it. I'll see you in Office Mark 3, 9 and 4. Y'all have a great evening. Bye-bye. On the battlefield, Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.